Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. I couldn't help but my mind was just whirling when Dave was reading the first lesson. Can you see all the animals, the fish, the birds, the cosmos, and the stars? It was just, I just had an epiphany. It was just wonderful. Everything, creation, from the aardvark to the kangaroo to the turkey. I mean, they're all gods. And creation, and it reminds us that before there was original sin, there was original blessing. Because remember he said, God said, everything was very good. And you know, the only day that Dave read that God really blessed was the seventh day. And what did God do on the seventh day? Nothing. So when you have a time in your life to do nothing, don't feel guilty. Remember, you're blessed because God blesses a day when we can rest also. I don't know if you know it, my wife knows it, but I'm fascinated by UFOs. And I'm fascinated by, you know, like ancient aliens and all that kind of stuff. It's very, very fascinating. And the other day I was watching, and Joan just shakes her head, but there was a lady that said she was abducted. And they put her under hypnosis, and she described the whole thing. And they said to her afterwards, they said, well, how do you feel now? And she said, I feel good. And they said, well, you feel good after being abducted? And she said, yeah, because now I know that I'm not alone. I'm not alone in the universe. I know there's something out there. Well, my friends, we don't need UFOs to know that we're not alone, that we have someone with us, and that someone is our God. And today we worship that God. He gives us his name, the Holy Trinity, three in one, one in three, Blessed Trinity, three persons, Blessed Trinity in one. And I know that for some people this could be confused, and I think the church fathers and mothers meant this to be so, because God is mystery. The only thing we know about God is what God reveals to us. That's why the Bible is so important. That's why being open to God's sightings are so important, because God is revealing himself to us all the time if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. But the Holy Trinity is a pretty big subject for teachings of doctrine and theology. And one of the church fathers that really spent a lot of time studying and praying and reading the Bible and trying to understand the Holy Trinity was St. Augustine. And I had the joy, when I was in seminary, to spend a year with the Augustinians in Washington, D.C., by Catholic University. And St. Augustine wrote 15 books on the Holy Trinity, 15 books. And I read some of them, and I'll tell you, if you have insomnia, that's great. Put you right out. But in the 15th book of the Holy Trinity, what St. Augustine was trying to say was that we are triadic. We Trinitarians is part of who we are as human beings. I am triadic, you are triadic. He said, for example, if you say, I love myself, okay, and you're allowed to say, I love myself, because Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. You can't love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. So if you say, I love myself, it's Trinitarian, because there's the I, subject. Love myself, myself, object. And the love is the energy that's there, the energy that helps me love myself, the act of loving. So even with a single person, there is the lover, the beloved, and the loving itself. So St. Augustine said that reality is Trinitarian. Now, see, you don't have to read all 15 volumes. You know what St. Augustine's saying right now. If they ask you, what does St. Augustine say about the Trinity? Now you know. And Augustine would say that this is a dynamic in the Godhead that flows through all creation. With life and creativity, it keeps going and going. It makes new things and new creativity. It produces, it's fertile, it keeps going and going. There's a wonderful word for this. It's a dynamic. It's called synergy, when different objects come together and they work together in a unique way and something new comes out of it. It's called synergy. It's like, you know, team, T-E-A-M, together everybody achieves more. You know, you get a man and woman, they get married, they love each other, they get married, and they have a baby. Mommy and daddy and baby make three. Okay? It's love creates. It's evil and black holes in the universe that suck in, and it's like me, I want this, I want that. But it's the Holy Trinity that lets love, and you're free to share with others for the greater good. You know, within the Trinity, there is a constant movement. It's not like God's up there, an old man on a throne. No, there's energy, there's movement, there's dynamism, there's happening, there's creativity. Life is alive. Life is lively. And there's always the beloved and the lover and the Holy Spirit between them. So we're constantly being created. There's constantly energy in life. You know, like Cat Stevens said, God's recreation of the new day. God's still creating. It just happened back then. It's happening now. And through the divine essence, there's evolving taking place. It's calling all creation to be in harmony with God, to be in the dance with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to be in the celebration with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to be in the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know, I was at a party with a friend, and it was a pretty big party, and people didn't really know one another. We walked in there, but the hostess, she said, "Oh, well, Larry, meet Ann over here. And Ann, I know you like gardening, and Larry, you like feet. Hey, I want you to get together and talk together, and here, have an hors d'oeuvre." And she was just moving around, making sure everybody was connected. Everybody felt at home. They didn't feel like a stranger. They didn't feel awkward. And my friend said, "Boy, she can really make people feel at home." I said, "Yeah, she's a great hostess, because she would not rest till everybody in that room felt connected. They felt they could talk together. And they went from strangers to some became new friends. This happened, this connection, this call." Well, the doctrine of the Trinity is like that. Like all the pieces of creation working together in the power of the Trinity. That's why God wants things. The great Albert Einstein, he had the theory of the unified field theory, where everything is connected. And the quantum physicist, David Bohm, talked about that this connection is so intimate. There's the web of life. If a butterfly in Florida is flapping its wings, it can affect the weather in Utah. You know, he even said that your thoughts, if you have positive thoughts about or positive prayers, that affects the environment. And if you hate hateful thoughts, that affects and deforms the environment. There's been experiments where people prayed for plants to grow. And there's been where they prayed for plants not to grow. And plants that they prayed for and that were loved grew. And the ones that, because it didn't work for me, because I had a dusty warren, and I loved it and I prayed for it, but I overwatered it, so it got root rot. You know, so you got to look at the physical parts too, not just the prayer part. But there's that interconnection, this interconnection with all reality. With the, I'm glad you're watching your animals in your yard, because that's part of your reality, Carol. It's part of the interconnection of life. And this doesn't just take place, you know, in life, but it takes place every place, at work, in your families. You know, this way, this love, this energy to pull together and then to create and expand. You know, I know in my family, we love my son Mark and Luke, and suddenly my son Mark's in Singapore. He's helping people in Singapore. I wish he was closer. He's not. He married a beautiful lady, Zara, who's part Chinese. Now I have a beautiful grandson that's part Chinese. And my son Luke, he's dating a girl from, not Newcastle, not California, not Alaska, China. God has a sense of humor, but there's that expansion into the world. I mean, to talk to Jacob, he in London and Paris, and you know, he's been all over the world. And the energy and the life and the new ways of viewing things, barriers come down, bridges are being built. That's what the Holy Trinity is all about. Even in the military, General Colin Powell, in his biography, writes about Desert Storm. And there was the television guy, Sam Donaldson. Remember Sam Donaldson? He's the big eyebrows. And he was interviewing a private. And see, he says, "How do you think the battle will go?" Are you afraid just before a battle? And the private replied, will be okay. I'm not afraid because I'm with my family. And as he said this, he motioned towards the soldiers around him. A few of the soldiers says, tell it a little louder. I think he heard you. So he said even louder. He said, this is my family and we'll take care of each other. He trusted the guys next to him. He trusted the guys in the foxhole with him. He trusted they're there for him and he's there for them. The lover, the beloved, and the energy of love, the Trinitarian, is there. Do you think that young private would be willing to lay down his life for his friends? You bet he would. I mean, I remember I was at a wedding once. I was talking to a soldier, a veteran, and he had served in Iraq three missions. He's going to go back. And I said, why are you going back? I said, you served your country. He said, my family's still there. My friends are still there. Yeah. That is the kind of love that we celebrate here today. This is the kind of love we celebrate at St. Paul's. I mean, I got a call on Memorial Day from Janet. She was here with her son Sean and his girlfriend Cassidy. And Janet, they went to different churches, but they found at this church something special, right? They found that they were loved and respected. And, you know, that's what we need to do. Every person, it's not a matter of caring for somebody, logically, okay, I have compassion for you. No, but it's looking at the person through Christ and seeing, this is not a stranger. This is my brother. This is my sister in Christ. And we're to work together as a church family to love each other. We pray for the people on our prayer list today. We pray for David Brower, too. And pray for Susan Troutman, who's in intensive care. But we pray for each other. We also pray for the world. Because today, in this Trinity Sunday, Jesus gives us a mission to go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's our mission. Teach them everything I've taught you. We have a strategy, and that strategy is love. To work in, this is not easy, to know that you're loved and to be a lover, because some people are hard to love, I know that, but this is from Jesus Christ our Lord. We can't hate people in Jesus Christ. That's the command, to love one another. So to love people and to let them know that they are loved in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And to know who you are. You are not alone. You are never alone. You are a special God-given child, a prince of God, a princess of God. We know that we are children of God, made in God's image and likeness, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we have courage to live this way, to live as fools for Christ, as these weird kind of people that just love us wastefully, because Jesus said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.